Hi everybody, Stacey Calder here from the Business Success Network and Magazine. I am doubly excited today to be talking to you yet again about marketing assets and how they can increase the authority that you have within your business industry. I have an absolute cracker today, and actually I can't believe it's took me this long to get Brad Burton on the podcast.
Nice.
Hello Brad, how are you?
A cracker, I've been called worse, I promise you.
I was trying to think of something, and I was like,
legend.
I was going to say powerhouse, but then that's more female, so we won't go that way.
How good does this look?
It's pretty swish, isn't it?
Amazing. Sorry, anyway, use your show. Go for it.
It is. Look at this. Look. Article. Brad Burton. Amazing.
Like, genuinely, we're going to get to it, but from an asset perspective, this is something that I've been on from day one. I understood the importance. And every time I've ever done any speaking gigs, I make certain that I capture those assets. Anyway, it's your show. I'm just there as a guest.
You are. And you've hit the nail on the head, because that's what we're going to talk about today. You are obviously UK's number one motivational speaker. You are brilliant at collecting your assets. And this is what I want to talk about today. So tell us a bit about you, Brad, and your experiences as a speaker.
Yeah, so you said UK's number one motivational speaker. I'm actually the UK's number one motivational business speaker. It is a category that never existed until I created it. So people go, you're not the UK's number one motivational business speaker. I'll say, well, who is then? Because it never existed on Google until I created it. So there you go. That's how I managed to get that niche there. So for me as a speaker, I'm a motivational speaker. I speak at the highest level, whether it's JCB, Costa, Bentley, Zero, whatever. That's what I speak at the highest level to organizations about mindset, about motivation, about inspiration. And I do it in a way that is different to most motivational speakers. I make it fun and I make it entertaining. I'm not talking about any kind of stories that I walked up Mount Kilimanjaro in a Pacamac and flip-flops. It's actually more about real life stuff that really relates to people. So that's kind of the kind of headline version of me. I'm actually a guy who's got no qualifications. I'm actually a guy that left school with no qualifications. My dad left when I was 6 months old. I've been addicted to drugs twice. I've got to work really hard to get addicted twice. I got shot at when I was 21. I delivered pizzas at 31. And what else? Oh, I've done 4 years on benefits. So two sides of the exact same coin, really. And it depends on which side of the coin that lands about. But everyone's got a background. You go back far enough with any individual, you'll find something about them that they probably wouldn't be as proud now as they was back in the day. But what I think that does is me sharing my story. It allows people to know that actually you can change and we can all make change, but it also comes from within. But as a speaker, I've kind of worked on that whole thing, really, about sharing my story for the last 10, 15 years.
I love it. Do you know what? We're going to get so much from you in these next 20 minutes, because you've already shared loads in 3 minutes. You are by far the fastest person speaking-wise that I've ever met.
I think that is the kind of key to being a motivational speaker, is about not only being fast, but also understanding the lesson in everything. And that's what I do. I understand the lesson in everything. And one of the things that I do for a bit of fun, I'm like the M&M of motivation, in that I get people to hit me with three words and I come up with something motivational. Don't bother doing that today. Go.
Are we not? Okay. You talk about like speaking at the highest level there, and you know, Costa, JCB, Zerocon, you have to mention that. But it hasn't always been that way, has it? And people that are just starting out, how did you and how can they get to that level?
So it's a bit like a mountaineer. The way to do it is to peg it. So you walk up 10 foot and you put a peg in, lock yourself in, then go to the next step. Then the next step, then the next step. What I've done, and I realized something that I teach people to be professional speakers, in fact, launched the careers of many professional speakers. And something that I teach is what I call the RACE score. So the RACE stands for reputation, assets, credibility, and experience. So when I first started being a motivational speaker, I wasn't the UK's number one motivational business speaker. I was just a motivational speaker. I put my website on there, and that's how I started the ball rolling. But what I've got, which most normal people don't have, in fact, people who are in for networking do have that opportunity to be able to go and speak and do a foresight, an insight, not a sales pitch, any of my networking meetings, which is what I found in my business. So I'd had a lot of experience of speaking in public. And the great thing about speaking in networking events is you've got the barista making noise. So you're having to speak, or people clinking, or people walking past, or people, you know. So that was a really good grounding from a experience perspective. So let me go back to the race call. Reputation. When I first started out, as I said, back in those days, if I would have contacted JCB and said, I would like to speak at your conference, they'd have said, yeah, send me some stuff, send them stuff, and it would have got in the bin. So my reputation on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being high, 1 being low, would have been a 1. My assets, photos, showreels, magazine covers would have been a 1. My credibility in terms of quotes from amazing people, Gary Turner from the MD, co-founder of Xero, from the Scott, who's the Scott Martin, who's the managing director of Costa Express. These kind of amazing quotes, they add credibility to me. So that would have been a 1. I didn't have them. My experience, you know, I was just a guy doing networking events. So my score would have been 4 out of a total of 40. If I look at that now, having done it for 10 years, my reputation in the small business world is as high as it can possibly be, 9 or a 10. My assets, photographs, showreels, like I say, all these things, they're a 10 because I've built them up. My credibility, amazing quotes from people who businesses, like as long as my arm. Amazing. So nobody has to take a risk anymore. And my experience, I've spoke over 2,500 times in public. So my race score is no longer 4, it's 40. And that's taken time. But so many people don't want to do it. So many people want to skip the steps. So many people want to go straight to ZeroCon, 3,000 accountants and, you know, a £2 million stage. It doesn't work like that. Because actually, if you die in environments like that, you never recover. So it's so important that what you do, you stagger it. And as your assets get better, you replace them. So the photographs that you see on my bradburton.biz website are my best photographs. If you'd have gone back a year ago, they would have been different photographs. I've gone, is this photograph better than this one? Yes, in which case, let's replace it. And that's all that you end up doing. And that's what the asset game that I do and what you guys do with the Business Success Mag is like wild. Like I've done the cover. But what it does, it allows that like almost to jump from an asset perspective. You're new there, and as long as you can support and you're, you know, you're photogenic and you can pull it off, you've got that whole thing there where you can start off with an assets of 1, and providing you can go and get yourself a cover, secure yourself a cover, you're like, your assets have gone up to 4 or 5. And I tell you something from experience, it's a whole lot easier to get booked for ZeroCon when you've been booked for ZeroCon. It's a whole lot easier to get booked for a magazine cover when you've been booked for a magazine cover. And this is the thing, because what it's done is it's taking the risk out of it from other people's perspective. And I see that recently you had Nathan McQueen, you know, Nathan on the front cover. And I've got to say, it seemed to me that what happened in terms of the kind of race score for the magazine has kind of stepped up, is that what you've done is the way that it probably looks now is different to the way it was 12 months ago. And that's what you've got to keep doing. You've got to keep modernizing. You've got to be prepared to change. I'm a motivational speaker. That's exactly what you've got to do. And you've done the same with your magazine. You've leveled it up.
And do you know what? I'm really pleased you talked about race score. And I know that is something that you kind of mentor and you talk about within your Now What Club. I'll be brutally honest here. I did your Be a Better Speaker course a couple of years ago. And it was brilliant. And we did kind of, you know, not clash heads, but I said at the end, I'm not on your list for people that you would pay for to speak. And I was thinking, why not? And I looked at this race score and I took that assets thing, and I've not changed my business, but I am now, that is a big part of my business. I talk about assets a lot. Mm. And that stems from you and your mentoring and your ability to see good in people, but to level them up.
So if you think about that from an assets perspective, is that, you know, if a tree falls over in a wood, does it make any sound? And this is the thing, don't tell me you're funny, Stacey, make me laugh. You're saying, well, I've spoke here and here and here. I said, where's the evidence on your website? So yeah, well, I spoke in front of 300 people, all right? I don't see any photographs of that. So this is the thing. So you know, it's almost a shop front that when you're presenting yourself, and where people go wrong is they go speak at a place and they don't get photographs. Mm. And it's like, you missed a trick. You know, when I did ZeroCon, what I did is I got Pippa to go and find the official photographer and who was filming and go become friends with them. And then I also brought my own film team along with me. I brought my photographer and I brought a camera team, and they videoed it. Because actually, if I'd not got that, which was probably my biggest stage, in fact, it wasn't probably, it was my biggest ever stage, you know, telling people about what you did without video footage or photographs is like, yeah, okay, that sounds amazing. But you can support that. And that's what I think, you know, you've got an opportunity and a half for anyone who's interested. And listen, I'm doing a sales pitch for you now, but you've got an opportunity to be able to effectively circumvent a normal transition, get yourself secured in the Business Success Magazine. Great title, Business Success Magazine. So straight away, you're in there, and it gives you that whole leg up that is so very difficult to get. And like I say, I think what you're doing is amazing. And I mean that.
And I think what's lovely is, so you talked about your Be a Better Speaker, and like you said, I'd got these assets, but you didn't know I'd got these assets, and I certainly wasn't using them to the best of my ability. Mm. And that's when I thought, how many other small businesses out there are not doing that?
You know, Stace, if you think about like leaflets, you could have the best leaflets ever, all spot coloured, but if you're in a box in the corner of the room, it's not the best leaflet. And this is the thing, is that so many people believe that you go and get a magazine like you get a feature, show it to the mates, and that's enough. It's not. What you need to do is then get into you and say, look, editorial team, can I have a high-res digital version of that? Yes, you can. Great. There you go. And then you use that on timelines. I'm still using a quote from the Times. I don't even know what it is, but I'm still using the quote. I'm going to find it. I'm still using a quote from the Times that I had, and this quote I'm about to read is in the Times, that I had in 2012. Okay, so this is the Times, that is Brad Burton. Behind the bluff exterior of the bloke from Manchester is a shrewd business brain. That was the Times quote from 2012, which is 9 years ago. And yet I'm still using that. And anyone that, you know, that was in the Times 9 years ago. But what people do is they think there's a timeline on this, that, you know, somewhere along the way, or after the magazine or the newspaper's out, that's it. You're joking. I captured that. I snagged it, scanned it, bosh, done. And I'm using that 9 years on. And that's the thing, is that people need to use these assets tactically and strategically. Because if you go and look at me on the Brad Burton website, you'll see this picture that is painted of the UK's number one motivational business speaker. Does it mention the stuff about the drugs and they're getting shot at and this, that, and the other? It probably doesn't on there. Not that I'm adverse to selling it, because I'll share that when people book me to speak. But the point I'm making is, like a Hollywood film set, wherever you look, you are getting the presentation that I want you to see Brad Burton as, this high energy, you know, forthright speaker. And that's what assets allowed you to do. They support you when you're not there supporting yourself.
And you mentioned your story and drugs and things like that. And actually, the first time I ever heard you speak was at a 4N birthday tour in Stratford. And you quite openly did a speaker slot, had questions, and that really made you relatable to me. You were honest, you were genuine. We ended up in a conversation about children. And that's when I thought, there's more to Brad than, like you say, this bluff exterior.
Yeah.
And you don't need that on your website, because when you deliver, people can tell it's honest, and that makes a good speaker, right?
So, well, I mean, look, most people are not as stupidly honest as I am, right? And I didn't even realise I was stupidly honest. I had no idea. And one of the things that I've always been guilty of is kind of having no filter. And that applies to myself. I can't, you know, I live like this life that actually, if people don't like me for being me, that's okay. Genuinely, I'm good with that. I am really good with that. As long as I like me for being me, that's really where the magic happens. And I think there's so much focus at the moment in life and in business to be something you're not. And actually, it's not a good place to be when that happens. So I'm good. And it's amazing because, like I said, I spoke 2,500 times, and 2,500 times I must have shared my story. You know, and actually, the next 2,500 times I'll share my story and continue. But it's really a case of building on it and actually looking at, from your past, what lessons you can learn.
It's been brilliant. And I love hearing you speak every year. You know, you've got Now What Lives, you've got other things that you do. I'm going to kind of, the last question I'm going to ask you really is, what are your top three tips
for
if somebody wants to use speaking to build their authority? What are your top three tips?
Go through your folders or whatever and see, is there any photographs on your phone? Is there any photographs that support what you're saying you are? You can always tell someone who's not got a big asset base, because they've got them pointing with a roller banner behind it, right? You know, with a microphone in hand. It's not enough, because actually it doesn't work on me, because I kind of know that actually that's as good as it gets. I once had a guy who said he's a speaker trainer, and he was on an empty stage with like all empty seats. So So he's obviously got a mate of his, or he's gone in there and said, oh, can we have a look around your venue, please? And then got his cameraman to take photographs whilst he just pretended. And it's that kind of stuff. So actually look at it. Are there any poker tells in your asset base that actually give away that you're not the person that you're presenting you are? Two, have a look at what you've actually got there, asset base that that you can build and you can incorporate there, and actually look at yourself. For instance, you know, I've got a very particular, when it comes to, you know, the article that we produced for you, is it came back to us and we said, no, we don't like those photographs. Those photographs are not right for me and my team. Looked at it, and it's almost like Mariah Carey in terms of, you know, the way that we present ourselves. So you've got a public image that you've got to present, and actually, you know, you make certain that that public image is the appropriate one. And I reckon it's the key to this thing is you'll never be the market leader copying the market leader. So do yourself a favor. Don't try copy anyone. By all means, take cues. There's a lot of people out there that have actually looked at the way that I do things. And I think I've been almost like a pathfinder for so many people to be authentic, right? You know, I've never used that word ever other than to take the piss. But, you know, genuinely, I think I've managed to give people confidence to follow me through, really, in that. And I'd say the same is that how are you fundamentally different to your nearest competitor? And actually, if I think about me and my nearest competitor, I genuinely think I'm in a field of one. I don't think there's any motivational speaker in the UK that could give me a run. And I mean that. You know, people who've been up Mount Kilimanjaro, fine. I'm not competing in that space. That's a space that I can never, you know, you've gone under a great wall of China on a unicycle, fine. I've not. So I can't compete on that. But in terms of rawness and realness and a true success story of someone who is a down and out, effectively, to turn his life around and actually by changing the way I think, I've turned my life around and helping other people, there's no one that will come close to me. And I think that's what you've got to do. You've got to find your niche. Don't, you know, never be the market leader, copy the market leader, but also find out, you know, how you are, who's your nearest competitor, and then look at what they're doing and then move as far away from that as possible. That's my view.
Nice. I like that. I like the move away from rather than go and copy. You know, go copy, yeah. You talk a lot. I know we've only done 2 bits, but you talk a lot about finding your level as well. And I mean, you're like top end speaker now. You're at highest level.
Yeah.
What's next for you? Is there another level, or have you found your level?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I talk about this. It's like you play the game pontoon, and the idea is to get a king and an ace 21. I'm stuck on an 18 or a 19, and I'm quite happy sticking. I'm not asked about twisting. I'm not bothered. People say, why don't you go and break America? Whilst there's a single person in Leamington Spa that doesn't know about me, Brad Burton, the UK's number one motivational business speaker, it says on my website, why am I getting on a plane? Well, you could fly business class. Right, I've got a perfectly good bed over in Somerset. So I'm good. Like, genuinely, if all I did have somebody on Clubhouse, hilarious. They'd tell me that I've got self-limiting beliefs. And I thought what was funny about that one is, I've written 4 books, this, that, and the other, and yet I've got self-limiting beliefs. Just crackers. So, you know, it's about living your life, doing it your way. And I think what's next for me is continue as I am. One of the things that I am, more than anyone that I know, is consistently happy. Consistently happy. Happy, happy, happy. Genuinely happy. Not like, oh, pretend happy. Not all this shit. Genuinely happy. Right? Genuinely, genuinely happy. Like, I'm like a 9 out of 10 on average.
And I was going to say, most days you are. You say that. You know, that is definitely one message that you give.
Yeah, I think on those occasions where I'm not 9 out of 10, I kind of recognise that, and I don't try to force a day through, just sit there playing computer games. I'm in quite a fortunate position that I've created that kind of situation that allows me to do that. Whereas, you know, the old days when you had to go into an office that you didn't want to be there, you have to sit and pretend to work. No good.
I've got to ask, you mentioned games. What are you playing at the minute?
So Missile Command Rebooted, which is a 1981 game, Rebooted, which is fab. I paid £2.50 for that. If you're on PC, do get that one. And also Ghost Recon Breakpoint, Special Forces. You know, it's always one of those things that I've never been at. I don't like physical stuff. But, you know, from a boy's own adventure perspective, I always wanted to be Special Forces, and that's as near as I'm ever going to get.
And that brings us, people are probably wondering, why the hell are you talking about games? But so I host a couple of your your four networking events, one of which is Gamers, Geeks and Nerds, which brings me nicely, Brad, onto four networking. You know, where can people find you?
Yeah, so do have a look at 4networking, 4nonline.biz, networkcentral.biz, bradburton.biz, nowwhatclub.rocks. Listen, you know, if you want to work with me, make contact, hello@bradburton.biz, and the team there will pick that up and we go from there. There's loads of work opportunities to work with. But what I've done is I did change the way that personal development is done. I've taken the bullshit out of it, and actually we've kind of got this modern day personal development. And if today in any way or form what I've said is I'll talk to you, then you'll absolutely love my Now What Club. So hello@bradburton.biz for more information.
And I highly recommend it. I've been in there nearly 3 years now. Wow. And just to have that insight into Brad and all his teachings and things is phenomenal. Brad, thank you for today. You've been an absolute superstar as ever. I think we've had 40 minutes of tips into 20 minutes. So
you know, one of the things that I've got to say is that actually I realise now, because I've been looking at the screen there, I'm actually a lot smaller than you on this thing. I look like a little mini Brad.
So
there you go. So that's quite funny. Like, for those people that are looking at it, I don't need to remember that. I look like a 2 foot, I look like a Jaffa Cake munchkin. Anyway.
Oh, there you go. Who knew we were going to talk about Jaffa Cake munchkins? Oh, and then we didn't talk about mini cheddars.
Leave it.
Next time. Brad, a pleasure as always.
Cheers, Stacey. Thank you, Business Success. Do get those assets, get them under control, peg them, don't lose them, and go back to your folders.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please leave us a review. And until next time, I'll see you soon.